Chapter 28. After the Sabbath, when it was growing light on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to view the grave. And notice, a great earthquake had taken place, for Jehovah's angel had descended from heaven and approached and rolled away the stone and was sitting on it. His outward appearance was as lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. Yes, for fear of him, the watchmen trembled and became as dead men. But the angel in answer said to the women, "Do not you be fearful, for I know you are looking for Jesus who was impaled. He is not here, for he was raised up, as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he was raised up from the dead. And look, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Look, I have told you." So quickly, leaving the memorial tomb with fear and great joy, they ran to report to his disciples. And look, Jesus met them and said, "Good day." They approached and caught him by his feet and did obeisance to him. Then Jesus said to them, "Have no fear. Go report to my brothers that they may go off into Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were on their way, look, some of the guard went into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. And after these had gathered together with the older men and taken counsel, they gave a sufficient number of silver pieces to the soldiers and said, "Say, his disciples came in the night and stole him while we were sleeping. And if this gets to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and will set you free from worry." So they took the silver pieces and did as they were instructed. And this saying has been spread abroad among the Jews up to this very day. However, the 11 disciples went into Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had arranged for them. And when they saw him, they did obeisance. But some doubted. And Jesus approached and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given me in heaven and on the earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of people of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things I have commanded you. And look, I am with you all the days until the conclusion of the system of things."